Welcome. We're all living in a much more raw and primal world. It used to be we might visit this place occasionally, maybe like on some kind of rustic retreat or when you were in a raw emotional state. But then we could return to our creature comforts, which I commonly refer to as the Matrix. And today I wanted to talk about that movie, The Matrix, which very clearly spells out what the yogis call Maya, or the illusion of the world. Just to remind you about that movie, and God knows you've got plenty of time these days to watch it, Keanu Reeves is a computer programmer. He's got a boring job in a cubicle, and he's sent a message to wake up. He's pulled from the illusion of a boring life and finds himself awake in another world as a real person. He learns that everything he thought was real, his job, the food he ate, his clothes, all of it, was an illusion, part of a computer program called The Matrix. And now he's one of these rare few people called the revolutionaries who have awakened to their true selves. The vast majority of people are asleep, slaves to their impulses, just another part of the computer program. As the head revolutionary says to Keanu Reeves, what you know you cannot explain, but you feel it. You've felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. These revolutionaries recognize they don't have to play by the rules of the Matrix because they learn how to free their minds. And they can re-enter the computer program, the Matrix, with unbelievable powers. It's the essential lesson of all people who make quantum leaps in life. And now is the time to evolve, to make a quantum leap, because in this new world, we have to. Let me reiterate, quantum leaps are not slight growth over many years. I mean leaps of massive growth. And here's the catch that keeps most of us asleep and stuck. Being awake is not necessarily comfortable. Ignorance is bliss. Pre-pandemic, we all got caught in a life of email and social media, achy backs and delicious red wine, exotic chocolate. It's all part of the Matrix. It's relatable and easy to find others who will talk about the same stuff. There's comfort there. You're never alone in the Matrix. When you awaken, you're pretty much alone. There will not be many others like you. Lo and behold, in this time of a pandemic, we are being forced to awaken. Life is uncomfortable. We suddenly all feel much more alone in this raw and primal world. Today, let's explore the feeling of being awake. Because whether you're enjoying it or not enjoying it, being awake is the name of the game right now. These are the signs of awake people. Number one, awake people don't give a shit what others think. They don't care if you agree with them. They don't need your approval. Their sole mission is to love you relentlessly, to awaken you, and to awaken others. Number two, awake people believe completely in themselves. Once you believe completely in yourself, you override the illusion, the Matrix. Awake people have made the decision to be powerful, to be beautiful, to be healthy, and they never look back. They realize they don't need the permission of the Matrix to be all they want to be. And so, awake people are no longer susceptible to all the stuff that causes us to give up our minds and attention to an outside belief system. Number three, awake people ask of themselves these three questions. When Gandhi was leading the peaceful revolution to overthrow the British Empire, once each week he would have a Sabbath, a day of rest. It was incredibly inconvenient for the millions depending on him. And they would say, Gandhi, you can't rest right now. We need you today. We have all these issues and questions. And Gandhi would say, you may need me, but today I need to listen to something deeper and bigger. He would ask himself on his day of rest, what can I do that is purest, most genuinely helpful, and most honorable with my life? Could there ever be a more poignant moment in history to sit with those questions? What can you do that is purest, most genuinely helpful, and most honorable with your life? Only some people are going to remember this time of the pandemic and learn from this time and actually stay awake. While a lot of people are waking up right now, many will fall back to their old ways as life gets comfortable again. I heard someone say something really interesting the other day. If you don't evolve now, you'll never evolve. So let's sit with those questions, those words. What can I do that's purest, most genuinely helpful, and most honorable with my life? Pure, genuine, honorable. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Spread out. Take a deep breath. If you can, close your eyes. Let's come to our centering thought. Pure, genuine, honorable. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, pure, genuine, honorable. Pure, genuine, honorable. Thank you. moment? Life during a pandemic feels more raw, more primal, more awakened. Everyone's talking about feeling alone. We're all faced with this opportunity to evolve. Once things settle back down, many people will fall back into the matrix, into the old ways and creature comforts. But a few of us, hopefully me, hopefully you, will remain awake. If that interests you, as I know it interests me. It's a really auspicious time to sit with Gandhi's question, what can I do that is purest, most genuinely helpful, and most honorable with my life? Pure, genuine, honorable. See you tomorrow. Peace.